This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. NDA nominee for Speaker post of the Lok Sabha, Om Birla, met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Parliament House today. The election for the post of the Lok Sabha Speaker is slated to take place tomorrow. On the other hand, the opposition India Bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates today filed their nominations for the Speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Despite hectic parley, the government and the opposition failed to reach a consensus for the post. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Lok Sabha Speaker should be elected unanimously and unopposed. He appealed to the opposition bloc to reconsider their decision. Congress MP Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of opposition LOP in the Lok Sabha. Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal informed this to media in New Delhi this evening. He said Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi has written to Pro Tem Speaker Bharatruhari Mehtab informing that Rahul Gandhi will be the leader of opposition in the House. Meanwhile, a meeting of the Floor Leaders of India Alliance was also held in the residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today. The oath-taking process by the newly elected MPs in the 18th Lok Sabha was completed today. Barring 5 MPs, all MPs took oath in the last 2 days of the first session of the 18th Lok Sabha. The oath-taking ceremony started yesterday with the oath-taking of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the House in the Lok Sabha. Today, on the second day, prominent MPs including Om Birla, Rahul Gandhi, Akhilesh Yadav, Abhishek Banerjee, Supriya Sule, Hema Malini, Yusuf Pathan, among others, took oath. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on Thursday. Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry is rolling out Safai Apnao Bimari Bhagao initiative under Swachh Bharat Mission Urban 2.0 from 1st July to 31st of August. This initiative seeks to enhance the preparedness of urban local bodies to handle the challenges posed by heavy rainfall and heightened health risks during the months of June to August. It aligns with the Health Ministry's Stop Diarrhea campaign. The Safai Apnao Bimari Bhagao initiative calls for comprehensive interventions focusing on cleanliness, advocacy and interdepartmental convergence to be implemented by all urban local bodies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said Africa will continue to be at the top of India's priorities. Addressing the Africa Day celebrations in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said India's partnership with Africa is beyond strategic concerns and economic benefits. He stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi redefined India's engagement in Africa by outlining its 10 guiding principles. These include India's commitment to liberate Africa's potential by building local capacity and creating local opportunities, keeping markets open and sharing India's experience with the digital revolution to support Africa's development. The UP Cabinet has passed the Uttar Pradesh Public Examination Ordinance 2024 today to curb the paper leaks. Under this ordinance, stringent provisions have been made for punishment against violators, which include punishment from 2 years to life imprisonment and a fine of up to 1 crore rupees. The Cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also passed the 42 other proposals. Our correspondent reports that the proposal of not getting anticipatory bail in cases of women, children and gangsters has also been approved. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will remain in jail as the Delhi High Court today stayed the trial court order granting him bail in an alleged money laundering case. A vacation bench of Justice Sudhir Kumar Jain pronounced its verdict on a plea by the Enforcement Directorate seeking a stay on the trial court order granting bail to Kejriwal. The High Court agreed with the ED's allegations that the trial court did not hear the probe agency properly. Earlier, the Supreme Court yesterday adjourned Kejriwal's petition challenging the High Court order of staying the trial court's order and posted the case for hearing on Wednesday. The BWF US Open has begun in Fort Worth Convention Center. The tournament will see a watered-down field because the top players from across the globe opted to focus on the Paris Olympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.